Ordinarily, an animal is foolish. It doesn't know anything except for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So the cow, he's eating. And ordinarily, nothing will disturb the cow in eating. But hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, then the dharma of being pashu, of being a foolish animal, is changed and forgets eating completely, and only remembering Krishna. Even the calves who were sucking the milk from the udders of the mother, then they take the milk, but they become stunned and they cannot swallow. They're holding the milk in their mouth. Govindam atmani vishashu kalas vishantya. This means that, and the calves who are sucking the milk from their mothers, hearing the sound of the flute, they become stunned. They're holding the milk in their mouth, and in their heart, they embrace Krishna, and the tears are flowing down from their eyes. It may be or it may not be, but there's gopis, they're seeing their own bhav in everyone else. So, Krishna has given this example. If you follow the dharma to serve your husband, then easily you will be protected. So don't worry about being protected. But the gopis are saying, no, no, no. Your flute playing is so sweet, and your face is so sweet, that upon hearing it and seeing the beauty of your face, everything changes in dharma. So we will not follow this dharma. Because what to speak of us, even the birds, the trees, the deer, everyone changes their dharma. Actually, in all the three worlds, everyone changes their dharma. So we are also, we have changed our dharma, and we are coming here to serve you.
And one Krishna one time, Srimati Radhika also saying, or Vishnu Chaturthi very Rasik Vaishnava. In his commentary explained, Krishna saying to the gopis, oh gopis, everybody saying that you are Padmini. Padmini means lotus. Because gopis face as like lotus. So everybody utters the gopis called the Padmini. But Krishna is saying, the Padmini's husband, who is the husband of Padmini? Son. Because Shastra says, Surjam Udite Padjam Prakashate. When sun rises, and daily then, lotus blooms. Then, so, saying that Shastra, that Padmini, that means lotus husband, called sun. But I think it is opposite. Why the chaste lady always to meet with his, meet with her husband? But I think it is opposite. What? But this is the lotus, Padmini, never she tasted her husband's nectar. I think that all the black bees are coming and testing the makaranda of the Padmini. Oh, I think it is why Krishna also saying that means it is very called the opposite. Because the this is called the Parakyabhas. Krishna is explaining, oh gopis, those you are married and that I am as like black bees and I also meet with you.
Everyone understands.
Somebody.
Krishna is saying that all say that the gopis are Padmini. Why? Because their faces are very beautiful like lotus. So the lotus flower, it is said that the husband of the lotus flower is the sun. Why? Because when the sun appears, then just like a chaste wife, when the husband appears, she becomes so joyful. In the same way, when the sun rises, then the lotus flower blooms. But then Krishna is saying that this is not correct, because the chaste lady always meets with the husband, but the sun, it never gets the opportunity to taste the makaranda, the sweet honey from the Padmini, from the lotus flower. But rather, the black bee comes and takes all the honey from the lotus flower, who is supposed to be married to the sun. So this is the Udipan of the Parakya Bhav.
Because without Parakya Bhav, no Rasyan. So Shastri also saying, Parakya Bhavistha रथिर उल्लास उदक प्रत्यभाव नो रस बिकॉज कृष्ण स्टेइंग इन द्वारका देयर इज हाउ मेनी 16,108 क्वीन्स बट कृष्ण नॉट डूइंग रस डांस बट कृष्ण इज डूइंग रस डांस इन वेयर इन वृंदावन सो शास्त्र इज सेइंग सकिया एंड परके सकिया नेवर रस डांस ओनली द परकिया भाव इज रस डांस सो कृष्ण डूइंग द रस डांस इन दिस वंशी द्वार सो मेनी शास्त्र ऑल्सो सेइंग मेनी टाइप्स ऑफ रस और शास्त्र से नित्य रस एंड अनादर इज कॉल्ड पंचायती रस एंड अनादर इज कॉल्ड द बासंती रस एंड अनादर इज कॉल्ड महारास वॉट इज कॉल्ड महारास यू मस्ट हैव हर्ड दैट द नित्य रस एवरी डे कृष्ण डूइंग लीला विद गोपीज इन कुंज दैट इज कॉल्ड द नित्य रस एंड अनादर इज कॉल्ड पंचायती रस in the Sarad Purnima, in the autumn season, Krishna also doing the rasa dance in Vrindavan. Many types of gopis, sapaksha, vipaksha, tatasapaksha, svipaksha, and sadhan siddha, nitya siddha, jyotiki, ajyotiki. Many types of gopis, they also assemble and doing rasa dance. But in Basanti rasa dance, in the valley of Govardhan. That is called the Chandra Sarova. On singing the Rasa dance, Chandra also forget his moving and staying in one place. That is called the Basanti Ras, Basanti Ras. There is only the group of Srimati Radhika. So this Rasa dance is very sweet Rasa dance. And another is called the Maharasa dance. Jadiki Maharas. Maharas is called the after separation. When Krishna doing Rasa dance, that is called the Maharas dance.
After separation.
When Krishna disappear from the Rasa dance and when meet with the gopi, that is called the Maharas dance. And when Krishna appeared in the Rasa dance, and so Krishna jumping many gopis, they are also up to Krishna. In this world, the three types of what is the meaning of prem? One is time is called the hetu prem, cause of prem, and another is called the causeless prem.
Prem
or
not?
Cause of prem.
Hetu and prem is two types. Hetu and ahetu. Prem with a cause and prem without a cause. Conditional and unconditional.
But in this world, we have seen if you to love anybody and he also loves anybody. If you love and he loves, that is called the one type of prem. That is called the what? Businessman.
Hetu.
All these are hetu prem. Businessman, if you
reciprocate
and you have to give the same thing. That is called the hetu prem. And anybody, if you laugh and if you not laugh, also somebody laughs. That is called the parent. There are parents. They love their son. There is no cause. Yes. And another is called the prem. You laugh and others not laugh. He never loves. There are the three types of persons. Atmaram, Aptakam, and Gurudrahi, Akritagam. There are the four types. Atmaram, Krishna, Gopis are saying, oh Krishna, you are Atmaram. Atmaram and Aptakam. What is called Atmaram? Atmaram, that is called the Sukhdev Goswami. Atmaram. He is saying not anything, always he absorbs in Brahma. That is really Atmaram. Atmaramascha munayo nirganto opi hari purush brahma. Purbantu ahetuki bhakti
itambhuto
gano. Itambhuto
guno
hari. So for this is called the, this is called the Atmaram. They have no relation in this material thing. That is called the Atmaram. Krishna is saying, I am not Atmaram. If I Atmaram, why I come back? And then Gopis are saying, you are Aptakam. Aptakam. That is given. So have many things, but no attachment. As like Janabrishi. Is staying in his house, his family, but he has no attached. But Krishna is saying, I am not Aptakam. Because I also doing Ras dance with you and meeting and enjoying everything. So I am not Aptaka. Akritagya. Akritagya? That is called Akritagya.
Ungrateful.
Krishna is saying, O Gopi, I am not ungrateful. Why? Because I also appear of you. If I am ungrateful, I never can learn. That means, because if you to help anybody, she never remembering you. That is called the ungrateful. So Krishna is saying, I never ungrateful. I also appear. So Krishna is saying, Aparayang nirvattam, so sadhu krishtam divadayu sapiva, jama durjana griha singkhala, samvishya tat sadhu pratijatu sadhina. Oh Gopis, I never repay of your prem. At the age of Brahma, at the age of demigod, if I serve your lotus feet, I never leave it. So Krishna says, is saying, I am not ungrateful. Gurudrahi, who is called Gurudrahi? Gurudev, give us everything, but he criticized. No, we have no grateful, not anything. In this world, our friends, parents, they are very nearest and dearest. But Shastri is saying, Gurudev, less and less parents, less and less mother and father. But Gurudev is high. His affection is so high, then less and less mother and father. So Gurudev, those who doing against, criticize and against of his Gurudev, Gurudroha, they have gone in her hell. So Krishna is saying, O Gopis, all the Gopis are my Guru. So, he is saying, Kasmat Brinde, Pant and Srimati Radhika asked to Brinda Devi, O Brinde, you coming from where? Kunda, Radha Kunda. Brinda Devi is saying, I am coming from Radha Kunda. Have you seen Krishna? Yes, I have seen Krishna. What he is doing? Krishna also doing. Krishna also dancing. And saying, who is his guru? And Brinda Devi is saying, oh, all the trees of the manifested you. And so he also facing the dancing from off your stage. See, so Shastri is saying, Srimati Radhika is the guru of Krishna Chandra. So, Radhika or Prem Guru, Ami Sista not. So, Krishna also saying, Radhika is my guru. So, Krishna is saying, I never Guru Drahi. Guru Drahi? I never to ignite in my Guru Dev. So, because I also appear and also meet with you, oh Gopis, you are thinking, I disappear. I never disappear. I always stay with you. Krishna Chandra gives an example. One person, he also lost his very heart, Mullavan Vastu.
Very valuable
wealth. Very valuable things also he lost. What happened? Always he is thinking, if you lost your passport, what happened? Always thinking, where is my passport? Where is my passport? As like, it is very valuable. So, Gopi, Krishna also saying, I never disappear. Only you are thinking, I disappear. When you are touching me, I also stay. I also give you proof. When you saying, oh, this footprint, this lady, this footprint is whose? that time also I stay in that the place. But you are thinking, I disappear. But I never disappear. I never grew through it. So Krishna saying this. And after Krishna doing this Ras dance with Krishna, with the gopis, that is called the Maharas. Everybody understand that is not? If not understood,
Krishna said, when you see my footprints, I am saying
this. Yes. When you say, oh, this is a very sweet lady's footprint.
Yes.
In another footprint, whose? This footprint is Krishna. That all the gopis, they know that the footprints of Krishna. Because all the sign of the foot, they know. But those who are the vipaksha, they do not know that the sign of the Srimati Radhika is other. But every gopi, they know the sign of the Krishna's throat. So when they say, this footprint is who is Krishna. But at that time Krishna also saying, I not go away in here, I am staying in that the place, but you are what? Violated. You are prem may divorce away. You are violated in prem, but you cannot go. I staying in here. So Krishna prayed. If anybody not understand, you can say.
Everything.
No, nobody.
The last point.
Yes.
Only that. Krishna is saying that I never left you. Because they may think Krishna has gone so far away. But he say, no, I was there. And what is the proof? He heard and saw everything. How gopis, they were searching here and there, asking from the trees and creepers, have you seen the son of Nanda Maharaj? Like this. And then at one time, they saw the footprints of Krishna and the gopis. And depending on which group they're in, then Radhika's own group can see, oh, this is Srimati Radhika's footprints, and they're so happy. And those in opposite groups, they cannot understand. So they're following the footprints, and sometimes they see that there's only half a footprint, and they can understand, oh, he must have been reaching up to get some flowers from the tree to decorate her hair, like this. So Krishna's telling the gopis, I heard you say all of these things, so that proves I was right there. I did not go far away. Only I was a little bit out from your vision so that you would increase your love for me. But I was there all the time and watching.
Yes. Radhe, 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 Jai, Jai, Jai.